Criminal Apprehension Unit, Hoover Building, Washington, D.C., Thursday, early afternoon. Savage opened the door to the interview room on the third floor of the Hoover Building, down the hall from the Criminal Apprehension Unit, the CAU. Griffin had Brakey Alcott waiting for them there. He'd picked him up chowing a hamburger at Milt's Diner. Griffin told him if Brakey was worried about anything, he didn't show it at the diner. He was chatting up the waitress big time. But he was scared now. Savage said, "Mr. Alcott, I'm Agent Savage, and this is Agent Sherlock. You've already met Agent Hammersmith." He nodded to Griffin, who sat at the end of the table, leaning back in his chair, his arms crossed over his chest, looking as stern as possible. Brakey Alcott was slight and skinny as a parking meter. He had to top out at under 140 pounds, if that. Savage and Sherlock sat across from him. Brakey said in a sweet Virginia drawl that crawled with fear and confusion, "Agent Savage, Agent Hammersmith hasn't told me much of anything. I was eating my hamburger at Milt's when he came up to my table and told me I had to come with him. I tell you, people really looked at me weird then. I'd have heard about Deputy Lewis getting killed and being found in the Reinecke post office, but he told me somebody put his body in an OTR that was on my truck. I swear I didn't have anything to do with that." Brakey jerked forward in his chair when he realized the three grim-looking federal agents didn't believe him. "Listen, I swear I don't know anything about poor Deputy Lewis, only what I heard at Milt's. Everybody was talking about his being dead and looking at me funny. Even Lori was nervous, brought me my hamburger medium rare instead of my usual well done. But I didn't mind. I knew she was upset about Deputy Lewis like everybody else. And then this agent came in. Everybody saw him haul me away. It's my hometown." He paused and focused on Sherlock, came out of his chair. "Wait. I know you, ma'am. I saw you on every single TV station yesterday. You took down that terrorist at JFK, kicked him to the ground. You're Agent Sherlock." He beamed at her.
"Thank you, Mr. Alcott."